of the gains that with my mom. Proverbs 31:10 says, "Who can find a virtuous wife? For her worth is far above rubies. The heart of her husband safely trusts her, so he will have no lack of gain. She does him good, not evil. All the days of her life, she seeks wool and flax and willingly works with her hands. She is the merchant ship. She brings her food from afar. She also rises while it is yet night and provides food for her household and a portion for her maidservants. She considers a field and buys it. From her profits, she plants a vineyard. She girds herself with strength and strengthens her arms. She perceives that her merchandise is good and her lamp does not go out by night. She stretches out her hands to the distaff, and her hand holds a spindle. She extends her hands to the poor. She reaches out her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of snow for her household, for all her household is clothed with scarlet. She makes tapestry for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband is known in the gates. When he sits among the elders of the land, she makes linen garments and sells them, and supplies sashes for the merchants. Strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in the time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is a law of kindness. She watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and praise her. Many daughters have done well, but you excel them all. Charm is deceitful, beauty is passing, but the woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates." Now, through all this, there's a lot to digest, but there's a commonality to it. And I'm going to go back to Proverbs 31:30. Charm is deceitful, beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord shall be praised. So, again, I can speak from my experience growing up with my mom, and Linda, I so blessed to have this opportunity to do this, because if it wasn't for my mom, I wouldn't be up here. So there's so many things, but it's just, they're so important in our lives growing up. And it's very important that we do, we pray for the children, but we also pray for the parents as well, for the growth of the children in the future. All right, so next, we're gonna go to, hold on. How did I, okay. Oh, we're gonna go to 1 Samuel. Please turn to 1 Samuel. Okay, I think 1 Samuel, where am I at? If I can learn to read. And where am I at? No, it's I'm having I'm, yeah I'm having trouble seeing it. Yeah, I gotta get some readers. It's
Oh,
yeah.
boy.
Gotta get the readers. Let's see, 1 Samuel, 1 Samuel. Oh. Jeez Louise, Dan. 3, 2. Well, I'm almost there. All right, we're gonna go to 1 Samuel chapter 1, and this is speaking on Hannah, the mother of Samuel, and this is a really, I don't know, it just to the, I think all these mothers I talked about before are obviously just great, examples in the Bible of mothers, but Hannah's stuck out to me. And obviously, when we talk about Mary, we know she was blessed among women, not above, but So obviously, in God's eyes, she was a good woman. Just, there's a lot of good women out there, but there was something in her that he seen to where, but 1 Samuel 1:1. Now there was a certain man of Ramathaim Zophim of the mountains of Ephraim, and his name was Elkanah. The sons of Jeroham, and son of Elihu, son of Tohu, son of Zuph, an Ephraimite. And he had two wives. The name of one was Hannah, and the other name, Peninnah. Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. This man went up from his city yearly to worship and sacrifice the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. Also, the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, the priests of the Lord, were there. And whenever the time came for Elkanah to make an offering, he would give portions of Peninnah, his wife, and to all her sons and daughters. But to Hannah, he would give a double portion, for he loved Hannah, although the Lord had closed her womb. And her rival, which is Peninnah, the other wife, provoked her severely to make her miserable because the Lord had closed her womb. So it was year by year when she went up to the house of the Lord that she provoked her. Therefore, she wept and did not eat. Then Elkanah, her husband, said to eat, "Hannah, why do you weep? Why do you not eat? And why is your heart grieved? Am I not better to you than 10 sons?" So Hannah arose after they had finished eating and drinking in Shiloh. Now Eli the priest was sitting on the seat by the doorpost of the tabernacles of the Lord, and she was in bitterness of soul and prayed to the Lord and wept in anguish. Then she made a vow and said, "O Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look on your affliction of your maidservant and remember me, I will not forget your maidservant, but will give your maidservant a male child, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and no razor shall come upon him or his head." So this right here, she's basically making a covenant with God to where if you give me a man child and you're bringing it to the point up to the point of weaning, I am going to give him back to you. And so that's a big deal right there. And it happened as she continued praying before the Lord that Eli watched her mouth. Now, Hannah spoke in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore, Eli thought she was drunk. So Eli said to her, "How long will you be drunk? Put your wine away from you." But Hannah answered, said, "No, my Lord, I am a woman of sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor intoxicating drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. Do not consider your maidservant a wicked woman, for out of grief I have spoken until now." Then Eli answered and said, "Go in peace, and the God of Israel grant your petition, which you have asked him." And she said, "Let your maidservant find favor in your sight." So the woman went her way and ate, and her face was no longer sad. Then they rose early in the morning and worshiped before the Lord and returned and came to their house at Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah his wife, and the Lord remembered her. So it came to pass in the process of time that Hannah conceived, bore a son, and called his name Samuel, saying, "Because I have asked for him from the Lord." Now the man Elkanah and all his house went up to offer the Lord the yearly sacrifice and his vow. But Hannah did not go up, for she said to her husband, "Not until the child is weaned, then I will take him, that he may appear before the Lord and remain there forever." So Elkanah, her husband, said to her, sorry, "Do what seems best to you. Wait until you have weaned him. Only let the Lord establish his word." Then the woman stayed and nursed her son until she weaned him. Now, when she had weaned him, she took him up with her with three bulls, one ephah of flour, I'm guessing that's like a sack of flour, a skin of wine, and brought him to the house of the Lord in Shiloh, and the child was young. Then they slaughtered the bull and brought the child of Eli. And she, I'm sorry, and she said, "Oh, my Lord, as your soul lives, my Lord, I am the one who stood by you here praying to the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord has granted me my petition, which I asked him. Therefore, I have also lent him to the Lord as long as he lives. He shall be lent to the Lord." So they worshiped the Lord there. And Hannah prayed and said, "My heart rejoiceth in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. I smile at my enemies because I rejoice in your salvation. No one is holy like the Lord, for there..." Sorry, I gotta get some water. Let's see. "My heart rejoices in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. I smile at my enemies because I rejoice in your salvation. No one is holy like the Lord, for there is none besides you, nor is there any rock like our God. Talk no more so very proudly. Let no arrogance come from your mouth. The Lord is the God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. The bows of the mighty men are broken, and those who stumbled are girded with strength. Those who were full have hired themselves out of bread, and the hungry have ceased to hunger." Wait, where am I? Okay. "Even the barren has borne seven, and who has many children have become feeble. The Lord kills and makes alive. He brings down the grave and brings up. The Lord makes poor and makes rich. He brings low and lifts up. He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the beggar from the ash heap, to set them among princes and make them inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he has set the world upon them. He will guard the feet of his saints, but the wicked shall be silent in darkness. For by strength no man shall prevail. The adversaries of the Lord shall be broken in pieces. For heaven he will thunder against them. The Lord will judge the ends of the earth. He will give his strength to his king and exalt the horn of his anointed." Then Elkanah went to his house at Ramah, but the child ministered to the Lord before Eli the priest. So this is it for the message, but there's a very clear point in this. And we know God has his own time for things for us to happen. You know, I think all of us have done this to where we pray for something and we don't get it. Or, you know, and we're like, because, you know, in the society, and I'm guilty of it too, I want it now, right? I want it now. Well, we know God's timing is perfect, unlike ours. And he does this for certain reasons. So Hannah's faithfulness, even though, you know, she went through all this mockery from Penina because she was unable to bear, she kept the faith, and the Lord heard her and gave her a couple children, actually, after that. But the main point is faithfulness in the Lord. We do things on his time, but this is such a beautiful example of not only a mother in the Bible, but just a woman of the Bible. So hopefully, this got across to people, because it was, like I said, I've really never studied it overly too much, but at the same time, Samuel is a great book. But, you know, they're just, it's a, God's word is God's word, you know. But so that's it for today's lesson. All you mothers, happy Mother's Day. And we're going to turn to page 32 and Mary...
just push play.
It's already...
I put it in your disc. It's ready to go.
Man, you're the most. We're going to do first and last verse.
32. 32.
That is a 32.
A 3-2.
Yes. Yeah. No, 3-2.
3-2?
No, 3-2.
3-2.
All right. I'm going to strike the band up. Everybody ready?
I think Mary likes this one.
All
Nice shot.
All praise to him who reigns above in majesty supreme, who gave his son for me to die, the human man redeemed. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name.